Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Lisa, how are you?
Hello. Who? I'm
Lisa Skinner,
sorry.
I was working on your book with you. You remember me?
Oh, yeah, I could hardly hear you.
I'm so
And
sorry.
now I can hear you.
Good,
So,
how are you?
I'm just going to turn off my radio.
All right.
Okay. Oh, dear. Of course, I had it with me, but do you think that I forgot? Oh dear. I'm sorry for taking so long.
No worries.
Okay, now I should be fine. Or now I should be have it on mute. Okay. So
Okay,
how
all
are
right.
you?
I am doing much better. I got really sick in the middle, and yeah, I'm finally doing better. How are you?
Oh, and I want to say I'm good, but I'm not.
Oh, what's
I
going
don't
on?
know. No, I just seem to be so very, very tired. And, I tried to get things done, and I just don't seem to be able to. I'm slow moving. And,
I understand. Are you getting enough rest?
am I what?
Are you getting enough rest? Are you resting?
Oh, yes, I am. I think sometimes maybe that's what's happening to me. if I happen to go out, I don't go out too often, but when I do, gosh, I can hardly wait to get home.
I
So,
understand.
yes.
That's it happens. That's completely fine. You should get enough rest, and you should keep your diet proper,
Well, that's my problem. I think I eat too well, because my daughter, she makes sure that I have the proper diet. That's
Right.
for sure. So, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know if it's arthritis or something like that.
Well,
Anyways, you weren't feeling well either, and then you were going to send me something.
Yes, I have
Yeah.
already sent it to you. You remember I spoke to Donald and he told me that he could get the draft to you. So I actually spoke to him just a while ago, right now, and then he told me that he would get back to me by the end of the week. I suppose he's busy as well. So I told him
Yeah.
that I'll inform Ruth and yeah, everything else is sorted. In the meanwhile, I had like two or three questions from the team for which I wanted to schedule a call with you. So can I call you like the same time tomorrow and then we can discuss in details?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to be here tomorrow. Nothing is planned, no appointments tomorrow.
Okay,
So
that
that'll
sounds
be
great.
fine.
Okay,
Okay.
perfect. So I'm going to call you tomorrow and we will go over some things. It's regarding your mother and your brother, your elder brother. And it's just like a little bit of confusion that the team was having, and that is pretty much it. They will then
Okay.
incorporate that in the draft. They have so far written down almost 11 pages of your draft. So once
Okay.
Donald
Well,
is recovered or when he is available, we will then discuss this.
okay. Well, I can tell you right now, my brother, my mother was born in Finland, okay? She was Finnish. Yeah, I don't know if I should tell you now or not. You tell
Oh,
me
that's
if it's
completely
okay.
fine. Well, these are very
Yeah.
short questions, so instead of doing it tomorrow, let's just, wrap it up today. Let me ask you what the team
Okay.
needs to know. They want to know what exactly your mother looked like. If you can describe her appearance, if you can recall anything that your father may have told you.
Well, I've seen pictures of her. She had you know, dark curly hair. Say, I want to say that. And she was 5'2".
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. And she came from a family of, I think there was 5 in their family,
mm-hmm.
in a small town in Finland.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to Vancouver in 19, I think it was 29.
Mm-hmm.
And my father met her in Vancouver. And they got married there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my father came 1927 from Sweden into Vancouver. And so that's how they met. And then in 1937, they decided to go back to the to their Sweden and
mm-hmm.
Finland. Like, they ended up going to my mother's hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad met her family, and then they ended up in here then in Sweden just before the war broke out. And that's why when the war broke out in 1938,
mm-hmm.
or was it 37 or 38, then that's when my mother, she died. So then my dad was left with 2 children because my brother Alf was born in Vancouver.
Right, right. You
yeah.
told us about that. Now, back to the appearance. They would like to know more about, you know, what she looked like. I mean, you described her hair. You got me the height. Anything else that you recall from the pictures you've seen? I mean, was she pretty? What was her skin tone like? And things like that, you know, anything that you would like to say about her appearance.
Okay.
Do you have a resemblance?
Well, my father said I did, you know, but he used to say that my personality was like hers. But then he did mention, you know, how much that I resembled my mother. So I must have looked a little bit like her, too, because
mm-hmm.
she had dark curly hair and I had dark curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, and that's about all I think I can. She was, I would say, average weight because she was 5'2",
mm-hmm.
and she probably weighed just over, say, 100, between 100 and 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. I know I read on her passport.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said she had green eyes.
Okay.
On the passport. But, you know, even the passport was wrong. They said she was born August, but she was born in October. And
oh,
I think
wow.
they... Does that matter?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I think because... she had an accent and couldn't say October. I think when she got her Canadian passport, I think she thought they said August instead of October. And that's my guess anyways.
That
right. they, and she, let's see, she was, she ended up working for a minister and his wife, being like a housekeeper when she first came to Canada or Vancouver. And then after that, she became like a housemaid.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is when my father married her, and they bought a house in just out of Vancouver. And I don't think she worked after my brother was born.
Okay.
So, and then they did sell all that when they traveled back to the old country. And I'm pretty sure it had something to do with the war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the war that was in 1937, 1938.
And,
yes. You know, Hitler came. And so I know she had, my mother had two sisters, and she had two brothers also. And the one brother, he came to America, United States, I guess he went there. But then he got sick and he passed away not long after.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only met one of my uncles once. And that's when my husband and I went to Finland to meet my mother's family.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was when I was... that was probably 1977, I think, or 74. Anyways, I guess that doesn't really matter. But I did meet her brother,
mm-hmm.
And his wife, and a couple of their kids, but of course they were grown up then too. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was married and I had my two children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I tend to go off the subject and I don't mean to.
That's completely fine. It happens. All right. I think this is pretty much sufficient for the first question. I'm going to move on to my second question now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the second question is, did you see your elder brother often when you switched homes? How was your relationship like with your brother?
Oh, my brother and I were very, very close. I mean, I'm even getting choked up now. He passed away last year, but
oh,
we were really close. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was really a wonderful brother. And I know both my daughter and my son, they just loved Uncle Alf.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, he was, yeah, I'm just trying to think of what else I can say about him. He was a really good man, and, you know, he only had one son,
mm-hmm.
an adopted son. And so when we moved from Vancouver, my husband and I,
mm-hmm.
to White Rock, my brother Alf, he also moved to White Rock. So he was always close by.
Okay.
And
what about the time when you guys were switching homes? I mean, how did you meet him, and did you meet him at all?
My brother, you mean?
Yes. You know, when you were sent to the relatives to stay for some time when your father was working and he was sent away too? I'm talking about that time.
Oh, okay. So that was in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother also, he was sent to live with the family because... And I was sent to live with another family. So we were not together when we lived in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
We had, I want to say the small town where I was born is not where I really grew up. I went not knowing that I was living with a distant relative in
mm-hmm.
another town. It wasn't a city, it was a town, like a
mm-hmm.
village. And in the summertime, like they had cows and goats. And so in the summertime, that's why we went up into the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And they did their milking and then they made their cheese. And my brother, he was with another family.
Mm-hmm.
Not close by. He ended up... living with my father's best friend,
mm-hmm.
who, and it was in a different town too. See, the towns were not too far apart, but far enough apart that you couldn't really walk there. You had to have a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually people got a car to drive.
But, yeah.
So that was just the first 10 years, I guess, in Sweden.
So how many times did you meet your elder brother in that time duration? Do you remember?
Well, I only remember on the special days, you know, like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, we were together at Christmas time. And, you know, I remember my father, and it was only my brother and I at the time. You know, I wasn't with my stepsister or my stepmother. Only my dad, he would get my brother and I, and he would say, I just remember Christmas time, he would give us little presents.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember being with my brother then,
mm-hmm.
and but not so many times,
gotcha.
Because we lived with different families,
mm-hmm.
and not in the same town.
Right, I got that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And the last question is, when you shifted to Vancouver with your stepmother and half-siblings, did you have any trouble mingling with them? Did you bond well with them? What was your relationship like with them, you know, when you shifted to Vancouver?
When we came to Vancouver, I'm trying to think. Like, I had a... my stepmother didn't come to Vancouver when we came. But
mm-hmm.
my father and my stepmother, they had two children in Sweden together.
Mm-hmm.
So my young sister, Madit, she was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, Bo, he was 4 years old,
mm-hmm.
when we came to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they were here, like my stepmother, she was like 20 years younger than my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So she was young enough, so they had two more children when they moved to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just know that my two children were almost the same age as my half-brother and sister.
Okay. And how old were they?
So, say if it would, like, I know that Carol was born in 1955,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter was born in 1959.
Okay.
So, and so they were good buddies, and my brother, Bo, he was born in 1942 in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was. And, oh no, Eddie. So I had another brother. Carol was born in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Edward, he was born in 1961.
Oh. Okay.
And my son was born in 1962. That's why they were so close in age. And Carol, my half-sister, and my daughter, Karen, they were like 4 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, the four kids, we were all, you know, if we went camping or anything, we always brought those two with us.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So,
okay, and how was your relationship with them, you know, when you first shifted or moved in with them?
With your
stepmother and your stepbrothers and sisters.
Okay, well, they were my half-brothers because they were my father's children, okay?
Right.
So they were my half-brothers. And I used to look after them a lot. So
mm-hmm.
if I went camping, my husband and I, we'd go
mm-hmm.
camping, it would be my two half-brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
my brother Alf, you know, who I was so close to, mm-hmm. we were always, as a family, we would go camping or, you know, so we would be together a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have so much to do with my stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
I used to help her. You know, I used to feel I was giving her a hand by taking the kids off her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so my half-brother and sister, they were good friends with my son, Don, and my daughter, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Okay, all right.
Yeah. That was when they were younger. You know, even at one time, my brother Edward was in the same grade at school with my son. Like,
oh.
My son was, you know, Eddie was born in 61, and my son, I say Eddie, it should be, like, his name is actually
Edward.
Edward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and same with my son. I call him Don, but his name is Donald.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So I'm sorry I mix it up so much for you. In my mind, it's not a mix up in my mind, but when you try to explain it, it's not so easy for me.
I know, I understand. No, you're fine. You're completely fine. All right, so Ruth, that is pretty much it for today. I got some of the information that was required. I'm going to forward this to the team, and by the time Donald is ready to help you out with the draft, I will be sending you another updated draft, okay?
Okay, then. Yeah.
All right.
So I know I haven't had anything by email.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you try to check your spam box?
Oh, I did.
Okay,
I'll
if you
try
have...
again. Okay, mm-hmm. I will try again. But I don't know if you have an email address. What address do you have?
Well, the email address that I have is lisa.tater, that's my first name and my last name, at gnomebookwriting.com. Should I text you my email address?
Yes. Okay, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have it in my mind. Then I'll have it. And then I'll see if I can get, because I haven't been able to get any mail from you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
yes.
I'll check in my spam boxes. I never look there. I never think I have any spam.
I know. Well, usually, you know, when we are emailing any of our clients for the first time, since we use a server, you know, it's a company and we use servers for emails.
Yeah.
So what happens is that the first email or the emails initially, they drop in your junk or your spam box until and unless you click on that or you respond back to it. Then it's moved to your inbox. Or you can do it manually as well. You know, you can move my email back to your inbox, and then from there onwards, you will be receiving them in your inbox.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I hope. Wish me luck. Okay.
All right. Best of luck. Okay. I'm
going
to get to that, and I'll get back to you with a revised draft. All right.
Okay, then. All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.